Lester.
Someone won the UK Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's £1 million. A lot of money. Like, what, 20 million rand?
Yeah, it's 21 million rand.
That's a lot of money. Now, I thought to myself when I heard this news, I thought, how well would we do? Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Sure, die krings is a trom poppy musiek. And one and two and three and four and left and right.
This is when they introduce the people, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. This is when you walk in.
Hey! This is when you walk Hiya. In.
Hello.
To a gay club in the 90s.
Yes, and strut. And strut. And
all right.
Strut.
Okay, so we play all playing. It's Martin, Liesl, and Joe. In the there's other music for the questions.
Yes. This is just the intro.
Yeah.
It's just horrible, scary music. In the UK, the abbreviation NHS stands...
National Health System.
Can you wait for the multiple choice?
Oh, gosh, we're playing with that guy.
Oh, no.
Is it like a sports presenter thing?
It's a sports presenter thing. Oorach. Oorach. Oorach.
It stands for National What Service? Humanity, Health, Honor, or Household?
So B. You see, that's how you answer the question, Joe. Is it A, B, C, or D?
It's health. Fantastic.
Thanks.
And now there's some music that plays that takes you to the next stage, which I
don't know. Ding, 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 ding.
So you have, like, I don't know, £200.
Okay.
Which Disney character leaves her glass slipper at the ball? Wait.
Wait for it.
Is it Pocahontas?
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping Beauty?
Mm-hmm.
Cinderella? Or Marika? Yeah, or Elsa? Who is it?
The answer is C.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, hang on. I've got that sound effect.
Oh.
Here we go. Oh,
no, that's not it.
Oh, they complicate the show, hey?
Sure,
this is
there's
you
a
answer.
Lot.
Okay,
if you're producing here, you must know what to do.
But also, the presenter doesn't stand there mixing it live.
That's what I'm saying. You're not the producer.
Imagine the presenter stands there. He also has to push the buttons. No. All right, next one. What is the name given to the rotating luggage belt in an airport? Guys, we've got like £1 million in our pocket. These are easy.
Easy.
But that's the beginning. Was these are the
yeah. The first four are always cool.
Is it a hangar, terminal, concourse, or carousel? What's your answer, Lisa Laurie?
No, I wasn't listening. Hangar.
I'm gonna guess carousel. That it's not just a casino.
Was.
It's D.
Yes.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes. You move on next to the next question for. Let's say £1,000. Which brand made household locks? Oh, this actually applies to South Africa as well.
Okay.
Philips, Flymo, Chubb, or Ronseal?
I feel like you were trying to trick us here.
No.
But it's C.
Think about it.
Well, I'm going to go with Chubb.
C. You must say the... Sure.
But it's the answer is Chubb. It's there. I can't see, then, you know.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah,
it's easy.
C is correct.
£1,000 is where we're at now. It goes slow in the beginning, eh?
Well, this
is like one,
is,
two, three, five.
I like this one because I know it. What does the word loquacious mean?
What?
Loquacious.
Loquacious.
Just making up words now.
Sure. Okay, now it's getting to the £2,000 mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does the word loquacious mean? Does it mean angry,
mm-hmm.
chatty,
mm-hmm.
beautiful, or shy?
Hmm.
Hmm. I think Lisa I'd want to go for a 50-50 there, but it's between shy and... what's the other one? What are the other options?
Angry, chatty, beautiful, and shy. Hmm. Liesl?
It's B.
Which is?
Chatty.
You go for B, which is chatty. You go for C, that is shy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with shy, yeah.
And did you Google it?
No, I didn't Google it. I'm looking at the tree. Look. Look.
Okay.
What's happening with you?
Well, how many pounds would this be?
This would be £2,000. You just made the mic touch my face. I'm going to have corona.
Do you have the app? You are right.
Woo!
Fantastic. All right, I'm going to skip now for 64,000 pounds.
Okay, that's question 11.
Yeah, these TV shows are always way too long for me. I'm like, just skip, you know, just skip the stupid parts. For 64,000 pounds, at the closest point, which island group is only 50 miles southeast of the coast of Florida? This is for 64,000 pounds. How much is 64,000 pounds?
That's sure. No, that's
1.2 million rand.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're already over a million in rands. At the closest point, which island group is only 50 miles southeast of the coast of Florida, Bahamas, U.S. Virgin Islands, the Turks and Caicos Islands, or Bermuda? As long as, if the presenter doesn't know how to say it, it's not going to be that option.
Definitely not that one. What's A and B?
Bahamas or U.S. Virgin Islands or Bermuda? I would say it's between those three, probably.
Okay. I want to go with A.
You?
I was going to go with the Bahamas as well. Is that A?
No, that's B.
No, it's A.
Is
A is Bahamas. Are you sure?
No, I'm going with the U.S. I'm going B.
You're going with the Virgin Islands.
Yes.
You're going with the Virgin Islands.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to go?
Mm-hmm. He's going with A. Hopefully,
we've never been there.
The two of y'all won't be allowed at the Virgin Islands. Just saying.
If I had a heart, it would hurt. What? What are you saying? B?
I'm going with the Bahamas.
You're going with, Joe's going with A. You're going with
I'm
B.
I'm going with where they'll allow me at the Virgin Islands.
Well, lady,
to observe,
you are. Joe, you're on 64,000.
There we go.
Okay. I'm so annoyed.
We move to 125,000 pounds question.
Okay.
Construction, they love the islands for this one. Construction on which of these famous islands was completed first? Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Albert Hall. Why does it say islands? Do they mean towers, maybe? Would there be a typo in the actual competition? Eiffel Tower or Big Ben? So obviously there's a typo. Construction on which one of these famous towers was completed first, or constructions? The Empire State Building, the Royal Albert Hall, the Eiffel Tower, or Big Ben?
I'll go with B.
What are you saying?
I'm going to go with the Eiffel Tower, whichever one the Eiffel Tower is.
For 125,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out after the break.
Oh, God.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Every weekday.
First thing in the morning.
Martin's hilarious.
Accidentally clogging. On somebody. Jacarina FM.
Let's play. Who wants to be a millionaire?
The drama.
Right. So the last question was for 125,000 pounds. All right, this one is for 250,000 pounds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
even that. How does it work? If you get this right, you can buy out. You can keep it.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think
any chance.
I think they're different levels. So the 1,000 pounds is where you start off, like that's the minimum that you can take home. And then when you get to like 25,000, then, you know, so basically if you lose at 36,000, then you can drop back to 25,000. That's what you get.
So 250,000 pounds. Which of these cetaceans is classified as a toothless whale?
Okay.
How much do you know about a whale's mouth, basically?
Okay.
Liesl, I don't know if you're going to get this one.
Why are you being prejudiced? What is...
Because of something you said earlier.
Because we don't know what cetaceans
is. No. Here come the answers. Is it A, a grey whale?
Uh-huh.
B, a mink whale.
Okay.
C, a sperm whale. Or D, a humpback whale.
Oh, I see where you're because C and D are not a part of my vocabulary.
Mother's grey. That's all I meant. I don't know what you're on about.
Grey and
grey whale, mink whale, sperm whale, or humpback whale. Do you want a clue?
Okay.
Yes, 50-50. I mean, We're there
come
now.
Come on. 50-50. It's between A, grey whale, and C, sperm whale?
I'm going to go with A because... I'm just going to go with A. I'm going to go with A.
You don't want to go sperm whale?
No. Give us the reason. Give us the reason why.
No, it's A. I'm going to go with A.
Why would you assume the sperm whale has teeth?
It doesn't just bite. Just give your answer, Joe.
I'm going to go with A. It mustn't bite.
Grey whale, and Liesl's also going with A.
Yeah, you can't pick my answer, though.
I can.
What's the answer, Mars Investor? He doesn't have the answer again. He missed out Google.
Please don't rush this answer. Just don't rush me. You're making me nervous.
He's being loquacious and it's exhausting.
You don't want to give this answer prematurely. The answer is the sperm whale. You guys are out.
Really?
No money.
It's fine. We'll leave with 32.
Okay. Forget everything we've done. For £1 million.
Sure.
Okay.
I ran the show. This is artwork. More winners, more often. For £1 million in 1718, which pirate died in a battle off the coast of what is now North Carolina? Okay. Was it old Calico Jack? Like I've known him. Was it Blackbeard? Was it Bartholomew Roberts? Or was it Captain Kidd? Which pirate died in the battle off the coast of what is now North Carolina in 1718?
I'm gonna go with B.
Was it Calico Jack? Was it old Blackbeard?
No, that sounds strange.
Was it... It sounds made up, hey?
Yeah.
So, kids, when old Blackbeard came to Bartholomew Roberts, Never. Or was it Captain Kidd?
I'm going to go with C, because, I mean...
Yeah.
Which one of them pirates took a wrong turn?
Bartholomew.
I watch Gossip Girl and there's a Bartholomew, so I'm going to go with C. That's my reason.
For £1 million, what do people say on Facebook? A.
They're saying
Calico
A.
Calico Jack. All right. B, Blackbeard or Bartholomew? Odd name for a pirate, isn't it? Very popular.
Because they'll call him Bart.
Spot the odd one out. Calico Jack, Blackbeard, Captain Kidd, and Bartholomew Roberts.
That's the answer.
You can't.
Bartholomew.
Arr.
Hi. What is your answer? Diesel.
This is the same. We're going with the same answer. Bart. Bartholomew.
Oh, Bartholomew, that one. Look at you guys backing Bartholomew. I'm so proud.
You know.
So is he.
Oh, no.
Guys, the answer is sitting right before you.
It's probably A, isn't it?
Calico Jack. Why would I? It's Blackbeard.
It's Blackbeard.
Oh. Okay. You guys are very, very well.
Okay.
And go and enter for the weakest link, nay?
Wake up. With Martin Vester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.